I'm okay. Hooked. I'm a Swiftie now. Please cut that.
Glad you got converted.
Please cut that. But
you
yeah.
know that's going in the intro reel.
No. It can go in the intro when we talk about her tomorrow.
Yep. Welcome to the Sportscast from the Sports of Steph Show, the Kings of Comedy. I'm Adam.
And I'm Carter.
And let's get right into it. So we're back. This is an interesting episode because normally we record on Mondays.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Well, it was spring break. So this week, you know, starting on, I guess, like Friday to now,
we're on
spring break. And then, yeah, it was kind of just weird. Like, we were going to record in the morning and then because Carter had work. And then at like 8:30, I'm just like calling Carter. Well, I told
it's
Carter,
8:30,
I'm like
8:30, bro.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to do it. Originally, we said 12, I think, but I couldn't do 12 because I forgot I was working at the Hawks. So I had to change it. And I told them, I'm like, dude, we might have to do 8:30 because I'm working 10 to 12. And then I have something at 1. And he was like, I'll have to set up like 3 alarms. And then
I did. Yeah. And then I wake up at like, 9:45, which is still earlier than usual. And I see my phone unplugged because I'm an idiot and like updated. I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, man.
That's not good. Yeah. But here we are.
Dude, that was the feeling I had when I missed my missed ritual.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I literally woke up on a futon, like,
yeah,
literally with nothing on. And I just had like...
See, but that can't be rescheduled for the next day. So.
Yeah, that is true. That's even worse. So it was brutal. You just wake up and you like look at your phone. You're like,
that sinking feeling is the worst.
You like look at your phone and you're like, no, that time can't be right. Yeah. You're like, I think I had something before this. And you're like, oh, shoot.
Yeah,
that was. But yeah, we're here now. So we're recording on Tuesday. This is a Tuesday. So yeah, fun times. Updates, any updates? Website. I've been working on the website for a while. I finally updated some of the pages. There's also, this is like a little gripe thing, but on the website, you know how it's just like on a phone, it fits on the screen?
Yeah.
So for some reason, it was like overflowing to where it would be a horizontal scroll bar to where like it would just be this weird like little... It wasn't a part of the page, and it was just this like red block on the side, and it irritated me so much.
Yeah.
But then I was able to fix it, so now it's like normal, but it was really weird. You know, coding websites is so hard and weird. It's like it's the worst thing, but we manage. So I updated. I updated our About Us page. I updated our staff page. Our articles page and our episodes page. And for our episodes as well, I try to like make a post for everyone. So it just lists them all out, which means I have to make thumbnails for all of the episodes because I didn't beforehand. I just used like a photo that we had of just us, you know, like this.
That'd probably work.
Yeah, but like I had to upload a photo for like the cover photo for those. So that kind of sucked. So I had to like go in and like make thumbnails for every single episode. And that was fun. And I also, as well, had to upload. So we had our Spotify in this weird mingle after moving from the Pulse to our own independent thing.
Yeah.
So I was able to upload all the episodes I had, which I think was only like, I think it was all of them except for like episode 5 through 10 or something. Like some of our older episodes, like we have the rest of them. So, yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal. So, at least our Spotify and everything is updated at this point.
Yeah.
So, that's a plus. And also, there's a new cool feature on Spotify where you could actually watch videos instead.
I didn't know
so, that. I had to upload them through Anchor, which is, like, the very first podcast platform I used when this is, like, AB Sports Image days.
Yeah.
Like, the very, very first one. They updated it. So I had to go back to them and, like, update or upload all of our episodes through there to where if you go on Spotify now, you could actually watch our video through Spotify, which is pretty cool. So now we have video on YouTube and Spotify. So, yeah, if that's what you're interested in. I personally prefer us with video, and I think we kind of more centric with the video.
Definitely.
Even though we may or may not have some audio and video issues occasionally.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while. Every blue moon.
Only like once a week.
It's so horrible. It's like, dude. But anyways, card. Whoops. All right, we got the cards back. Okay. Pew, pew, pew. You got a basketball.
You got baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Give me two.
Two? All right, which year? Oh, I already asked that one before, I think. Which college rivalry did Magic Johnson and Larry Bird carry to the NBA, reigniting the Lakers versus Celtics rivalry? Kansas versus Kansas State, Syracuse versus Georgetown, Michigan State versus Indiana State, or Duke versus UNC?
MSU versus Indiana State.
Damn it. 2 points.
I'll never... That was two?
Yep.
That should have been one. Okay. One, two, or three for baseball?
Two.
I've asked one, and the other one's easy. What happens to a batter on a strike three pitch if the catcher drops the ball and first base is open? They're awarded a walk, they're called out, they're awarded an additional pitch, or they may try to reach the base.
They may try to reach the base.
Yeah.
I was going to say steal, but oh well.
I've dropped a lot of third strikes in MLB The Show to know that.
Yeah. Dude, when you're just like hack swinging and it's just like.
Just put a curveball in the dirt, man. Gets me every time. So.
Man.
I haven't played Xbox since like last year, bro.
Dude, really? Weird.
Yeah, I used to play it all the time, but...
What have you just been doing now? Just making music and stuff?
Yeah, pretty much. Really? Well, and I actually, like, leave my room sometimes now.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't last year.
It's occasionally. Dude, I've been, like, 2 years sober from Xbox.
Really?
Yeah, like...
2 years sober.
I don't remember the last time I played Xbox. Like, it was probably the beginning of freshman year of, college. Like,
yeah.
I think I sold my Xbox at that point. Because I just didn't want to play it anymore.
Dude, I miss it.
Dude, I used to play so much.
Some of, like, my best memories are just Xbox nights with friends.
Yeah, that is true. Like, I mean, it was kind of easier for me because most of my friends that I did play Xbox with were in California. So when I moved, it was kind of like, But it was also kind of sucked because then that was the only time we could talk.
Yeah.
But then after we kind of weren't really friends anymore, it was kind of easier.
That's why I played so much last year is because that was, like, the only way I could talk to those friends.
Because mm-hmm.
I'm really the only one who left.
Yeah.
Everyone else kind of stayed around the same area.
Man. Yeah, I remember I only played, like, GTA or Madden. Those are the only two games.
A lot of Madden and 2K. Prime Fortnite.
Oh, yeah.
Prime Fortnite was an unbelievably fun time. Like, four?
Season two or three. Two through four, I think.
Four, when they made, like, the divot.
Oh, yeah,
with,
Dusty
like,
Divot.
Crystals. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That was, like, near the end of when I stopped playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was, like, close to the beginning.
Really? I've played season two. I remember I played, like, through John Wick and, like, through, like, the... When they had the John Wick skin at the end.
I think I picked it up in, like, three.
Oh, really?
And then it was in its prime, three through, like, six, and now it's terrible.
Yeah. Dude, what even season is it on now?
They're on, like, chapter four or something.
Chapter four?
Yeah.
Chapter 4 season,
chapter 4 season something. I don't know. It's weird.
Dude, like, I remember I used to be, I was such, like, a hater of PUBG, or no, at Fortnite at first, because I loved PUBG so much.
Oh.
And I was, like, obsessed with PUBG, and then my friends were like, oh, you know, we should play Fortnite instead. And I'm like, psh, nah. And then I was, like,
then it became, like,
hater.
The biggest game ever.
I know. Well, if I'm going to be honest, I still liked PUBG more because it was more, like, realistic.
Yeah.
But everyone started playing Fortnite, and no one really started to play PUBG anymore. And it's kind of hard to play those games if no one else is playing.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Bro, that was so fun when, like, no one was super sweaty or good yet. Like, some people were, but, like, nowadays you go in,
dude, you cannot sweat. Like, you cannot just, like, pick it up and play anymore, I feel like.
No.
Like, before you could, and you could be pretty decent at it. And, like, get a couple wins. Dude, there's no way I'd be able to get a win at this point. Like,
yeah, definitely not.
It's so bad. Especially, like, with the building. It makes it so much harder.
Yeah.
There's such a skill gap now.
There was a point where I was, like, okay at building.
Really?
It was never really great. Like, I could do the, you know, when you, like, run up and you do the double ramp floor wall.
No.
It's like two ramps, two floors, two walls, and you just keep going. You have to, like.
Oh, I think, yeah.
That's, like, the most I could ever do.
That was, yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm like that. But
dude, we,
I would still get destroyed.
Me and my friends would always drop in the exact same place every single time.
Where?
I forgot what it was called. It was like the, it was like this one place where it was a ton of crates, or it was just like these like storage crates.
Junk Junction?
I think it was Junk Junction.
How do I remember that?
Dude, that sounds like Jungle Junction. Do you remember that show?
No.
Dude, really?
Mm-mm.
Jungle Junction?
I don't
think
I've ever heard of that.
It's Jungle Junction. Jungle Junction. It was like, it was these, like, animals, but they're cars. And there's, like, a pig, and there's an elephant. And they would just, like, drive, and it would kind of be, like, I don't know what they really did. I mean, like, they just did that. And there was Taxi Crab. And it was, like, this crab, but he was, like, a taxi car. And let me see. Wait, I know this is a sports episode, but.
Yeah, seriously.
Wait, I just need to, Jungle Junction. Okay, wait.
Need to lighten the mood before I go off on March Madness.
I know. Dude, like, see? Why does he look so weird? I don't remember the elephant looking so weird. Look at this. This is Jungle Junction. With, like, the.
Never seen that in
really?
My life.
Dude, I don't even remember what that guy's name is. Dude, that's Taxi Crab. Taxi Crab.
Dude, what?
Dude, it was. Dude, this is like my show.
Are you sure this isn't like a fever dream?
Dude, no, this is like Disney Junior, like when they just started Disney Junior.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
And like,
did you ever have to
watch? Started in 2008. Damn.
Jeez.
Dude, I watch these all the time.
Did you ever have to watch that video in like an English class in middle school that was Conjunction Junction?
Oh, the Schoolhouse Rock thing?
I don't know.
Is that what it was?
I don't know, but it was like a train video.
Conjunction. What's your function?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually watched a play of that.
Every, like, few days, dude. That pops into my head, and I'll just be like, Conjunction Junction, what's your... I don't know why. I saw it, dude, one time in sixth grade. One time. And
man.
It's just never left.
Wow, that's great. Anyways, Boise State.
Yeah.
Dude, I forgot the results of the card. We both got two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Boise State. This kind of flows into our next topic, but... yeah, we lost to Northwestern.
First rounded again.
Yep. So now we're nine.
Officially the team with the most appearances without a win. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
What a great feat.
Yeah.
It's also kind of funny because Boise State, they always put these like statistics out or like these achievements where it's like Boise State was the one of two teams to have 10 plus wins in football and 26 plus wins in basketball.
Yeah.
And it was like the other one's Alabama, but it's like Alabama's actually doing good. Like,
right. We lost nobody. Our conference championship and got first rounded.
Yep. So is it really a win there? Yeah. So that was rough. I mean, I don't even think Max Rice scored a point in the second half.
No, you're tripping.
I think he had like 17.
You're tripping.
How many? What? He must have scored like two or three.
Max in like the beginning of the second half was like the only one scoring.
Dude, there was like a
5-6 minute stretch where he was the only one who could do anything. And if he wasn't scoring, we would have got blown out.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't great, but really nobody was.
Yeah.
Other than Najee.
Yeah.
And that was his last game. He's gone.
Man.
He was like, in my opinion, like the heart and soul of the team. Like he brought so much energy. He did like all, I guess I can't think of a better term than like the dirty work. Like he got all the offensive rebounds. He's diving on the floor for loose balls. He's a good mm-hmm. defender.
He's also dancing on the court.
Yeah. It's going to suck to lose him. But honestly, him and I think Milner were the only two that did good, like mm-hmm. or played very well. And Milner only got like 5 minutes, which I really don't understand. So if you look at the rebounds, we won the rebounding battle because we got 20 offensive rebounds, which mm-hmm. is like insane. But still, we were giving up important and crucial rebounds. And yet, for some reason, we decided that the best rotation was with Jace Whiting in instead of Milner. like the only true big guy on our roster just wasn't on the court.
Yeah, I really don't get it.
And they ran the same set like every time with like two plays off of it, and it worked every time. Like they were running dribble handoffs and we couldn't stop it. It was rough. I don't know. No one shot very well. Shaver got hurt, which sucked. That kind of sucked the air out of us for a while. There were definitely some questionable calls, but reffing wasn't why we lost.
Yeah, I mean, there's like stints where we got within like 2 or 3 points.
And we tied then we it just up at one point in the second half.
Yeah.
Like, but we just, every time we scored, they scored.
Yeah, I mean.
Like we could get stops when we didn't score, but when we scored, they scored. So they kept it at like 6-8 most of the second half. And Boo Booey's an excellent player. So like he's going to get his, but still. That I don't think that's the game we should have lost. And I think even as inefficiently as we shot, we still got 20 offensive boards. Like we had we had opportunities. I think that we just got outcoached, honestly.
Wow.
And I'm a fan of Leon Rice. He had a great season. He has elevated this program a lot. But I think that he got outcoached, and I think that's why we lost.
Yeah, like, I mean, this is our best possible matchup we could have had.
Probably.
I mean, they're a good team.
They're a good team for sure. But the other sevens, like, Missouri's better than them.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan State's definitely better than them. And I think Texas A&M is, too. So this is probably the best matchup we could have got.
I know we did beat Texas A&M at the beginning of the year.
That's a different team now.
Yeah. Like, that's it didn't
look like it in their March Madness game, but it's a different team. Yeah. Penn State is also a different team now.
Yeah, dude. Ugh, my bracket got absolutely busted.
Oh, yeah, mine did, too.
In the second. Well, okay, this kind of goes into March Madness, but basically, when I entered, like, the bracket, you know how they do, like, the points thing where it's, like, 320 max? For the first round, I got 200, which I was like, okay, that's, you know, fair.
That's pretty bad for a first round, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but I was like, you know, that's fair. And then the next round, I got 40. I got 40 in the second round.
What? 40.
I only got 40 points.
You got two games right? What?
Yeah. It was bad.
Mine's terrible, but it's not that.
It was brutal. I don't even know how I did last year, but
yeah.
Definitely better than this year. It was. It also didn't help that FDU and Princeton.
I knew Purdue was a fraud, but I didn't realize they were that much of a fraud. The FDU coach actually is already gone. I said something. I don't know if I said it to you, but I said something like after, because they had a great game plan for Purdue. They played that beautifully. And I'm like, yeah, that guy's going to leave. He's going to get an offer just like the St. Peter's coach did last year. And sure enough, today he signed with Iona. And Iona's coach, Rick Pitino, is actually headed to St. John's, which is crazy.
Wow.
And the biggest coaching news of all, Ed Cooley, excellent, excellent coach at Providence, is leaving but staying in the Big East and going to Georgetown, who is Georgetown is as bad as it gets in the power conferences right now. Like, they're horrendous. Obviously, they fired Patrick Ewing. But, yeah, Ed Cooley's there now. So, a little bit of a coaching carousel. But
carousel? Yeah. Why do you say it that way?
That's the way to say it.
No, it's not.
It is. I don't know what to tell you. But, yeah, March Madness. Or I guess we'll pull a card first.
Yeah.
But that's really all I had to say about Boise State. It was a good season. It was. We just got to get a win, man.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know what next year looks like without Shaver.
Baseball.
Without Milner's gone too, isn't he?
I think so,
Shaver, Milner, and Najee are all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson will be back. Buzo will be back. Sada, who really didn't play this year, said he's going to be back, which is nice. I was worried he might transfer.
Max Rice might be gone too because he also did senior night.
Shoot.
Yeah, I know. Dude, our team's going to be gone. It's going to be no one.
It'll be interesting. We've had some success the last few years, and we're losing pieces, so I feel like people will want to transfer. I feel like
we're becoming
a more attractive destination for basketball transfers than we have been in the past.
Yeah, but we're also losing in the first round.
We are, yeah, but that's better than not making it. We've had back-to-back 25-win seasons. Like, they're good years. We just can't get over the hump. All right. You got football.
Yeah. All right, one, two, or three.
What's the sport?
Baseball.
One.
All right. Which of these MLB teams is not named for the state where the team plays? Texas or Washington Nationals, Texas Rangers, Minnesota Twins, or Colorado Rockies?
I want to say the Nationals because that's not a, they're in DC and that's not a state. Nationals?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know if it, like, I if didn't know if it was a trick right.
or not. I yeah. didn't I couldn't all right. So 3-2. 1-2 or 3?
2. Some of these football ones kind of tricky.
You've got to be kidding me. I've given you this one, and this is maybe the easiest question of all time. Who caught the Minneapolis Miracle?
Ooh.
Do I even need to give you the options?
Was it Kirk Cousins? No. Adam Thielen? No.
He's one of the options. It might be him.
Diggs? No. Who are the options? I want to know who the other options are.
Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, Kyle Rudolph, and Latavius Murray.
Kyle Rudolph and Latavius Murray. I definitely think he,
Latavius Murray. Yeah. Lock it in. Lock it in.
Stephon Diggs. I mean, Kyle Rudolph is he even on the team anymore? He's I knew he was on there for a hot bit. But
neither is Diggs.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Neither is Thielen.
Or Murray.
Yeah, they're all
they're
gone.
They're all gone. I know, but like Rudolph was like he was kind of just like there for a while.
He was, yeah. But he played for the Giants.
He did.
And then he played for the Bucks this year.
Oh, man.
I think he might have retired now. I'm not actually sure.
I'm pretty sure he retired. He's been in the league
Shout
a while.
Shout out Kyle Rudolph, man. He caught he caught a cool touchdown one time in the playoffs.
Yeah, but not the Minneapolis Miracle, so.
No, he did not catch the Minneapolis Miracle. But it was against the Saints, too, so.
Yeah, I know.
All right, yeah. 4-3. On to general March Madness. So, as with every year, there was first-round upsets. Little crazier than most years, though.
Yeah.
Furman upset Virginia in, like, a wild way. Kihei Clark, who takes care of the ball well, is a veteran point guard. He's been at Virginia his whole career. Gets trapped in the corner and just hucks the ball. I think he was trying to throw it all the way down the court, like out of bounds, to let time run out. Mm-hmm. It didn't get to half court. Furman steals the ball, kicks it to a guy who's not really a three-point shooter, drills it, just drills it.
Yeah.
And they win. Kevin Harlan was commentating that game and had an excellent call. Because Kevin Harlan is the greatest commentator of all time, and I'll take no arguments on that. What was I going to say? My brain froze.
I thought you meant like you were expecting me to like argue with that.
Well, no,
because you just froze there, and I'm like,
no, I just froze. My brain took a little pause for a second there, but yeah, Furman beat Virginia by 1, 13-4. Virginia now, in the last 4 years, they won the championship once. Other than that. The year before, they lost to a 16 seed. And then the past two tournaments, they've lost to a 13 seed. So, you know, if you're a Virginia fan, you got the title. But now you're getting bounced by bad teams every week or every year. So, you know, take what you can get. It's like the Rams now in the NFL.
Yeah.
Princeton beat Arizona.
How?
Princeton beat Arizona. Arizona is probably on paper a top 10 team in the country. They have a great coach. Their offense is super efficient. They're a very good team, and they were 2 seed, and they lost to Princeton. Not only that, they blew a lead.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like Princeton was controlling it. They came back. Yeah, so I forget how many 15s have beaten 2s all time. It's not a lot, but it's happened 3 years in a row now. A 2 seed has lost to a 15.
And last time, wasn't it Arizona 2?
No, last time it was... Kentucky to St. Peter's.
Kentucky, okay.
Yeah, and then the year before that, I don't remember. No, it was Oral Roberts beat Ohio State the year before that.
Oh, man.
I love March Madness. But, yeah, that happened, and we're like, surely that's the biggest upset of the tournament. Like, yep. Princeton is, like, not even, no disrespect, they're just not nearly as talented or physically gifted as those on Arizona. And then FDU beat Purdue. Man. In my opinion, this is the biggest upset in basketball history. I'll tell you why. Fairleigh Dickinson is in...
They don't even have a... They don't even... Okay, I'll let you finish what you're saying.
Well, yeah, but Fairleigh Dickinson, first of all, has 800 students, okay? Their gym compared to Purdue's is like a tin can compared to a house. And they are... Not only are they the shortest team in D1, literally the shortest team, they were against Zach Edey, who's massive and like towers over all of them. And it gets crazier. They didn't win their conference championship, FDU.
Mm-hmm.
The team that did is transitioning to D1. So there's like a 3-year period where you're not allowed to make the tournament. But when you win your conference, it's an automatic bid. So since they're in their transition period, FDU, the loser of the championship, got to go. So everyone's like, okay, they don't deserve to be here. They're the shortest team in D1 against Zach Edey, and they won. They won. And
it's even funnier because
it's insane.
They don't even have enough people to where their athletic director, the person who runs all of their sports.
Yeah, he's a junior at the school.
Yeah.
Good for him, bro. That's sick. I just saw today they invited him to the Final Four to help with, like, coordination of something. I don't know. But good for that guy, bro.
I'm like, dude, what?
That's sick.
That's crazy.
Sports and stuff, athletic directors next year.
Yep. No, I have way too many things on my plate to be an athletic director, too.
Like, you drop them for that.
What?
We'd have to drop the other things to do that, though, if
that ever happened. Be an athletic director?
Heck yes.
Oh, I don't, I mean... Because I would be like the Boise Hawks. I would be like this. Okay, I'd probably drop like
off
the
record. You wouldn't drop the Boise Hawks to be the athletic director of Boise State. No. Why?
Because that's like the thing I want to do is like broadcasting. Like,
wow. All right.
Dude, I mean, like, that'd be really cool. Like,
respect, I guess.
That'd be like really cool to do that.
I think being an AD at a major university would be. Yeah, that's one of the dream jobs for sure.
Yep.
But yeah, FDU beat Purdue. And then we were on into round two. I'm trying to think of other round one notable stuff that happened other than upsets.
It's kind of funny because of the three that happened in, like, you know, FDU, Princeton, and
none of the super
St. Mary's, they're all New Jersey.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, oh.
None of the super popular upset picks really won.
Yeah.
Furman was mildly popular, but not super. San Diego State losing to Charleston was very popular.
San Diego State being in the 16.
Yeah. Drake beating Miami was popular. Kent State beating Indiana was popular. VCU beating St. Mary's was popular. I took that one. And none of them happened. Also, yeah. Louisiana over Tennessee was popular. But none of the popular underdogs lost.
Instead, we got Purdue and Arizona.
Purdue... Wow. In Arizona. Round two, there was also upsets, as you do. Princeton won again,
mm-hmm.
which is insane. They beat Missouri, who Missouri's a good team, honestly. They are. But they looked outmatched by Princeton, of all teams. So, good for Princeton, man. They're on to the Sweet 16 to take on Creighton. So, that'll be... I don't think it'll be a good game, but I didn't think the other two would be good games either. So, mm-hmm. who knows? I mean, now that my bracket's dead, you just got to root for upsets.
Yeah.
So, here's how our brackets died. Michigan State upset Marquette, and they were in control for a lot of it, honestly. Mm-hmm. They lost it a little bit at the end of the first half, but came right back out and picked it up. Tom Izzo is an incredible coach. Unbelievable. You know what they say. January, February, Izzo, April, right? Tom Izzo's excellent. Shaka Smart on the Marquette sideline, I've been a big fan of, but at this point, he's lost 8 of his last 9 tournament games. Something's coming out of that, you know what I mean? And the one win was against 15 seed Vermont.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on with Shaka because a lot of the games that he's lost with his teams, they were the better team. Like, he was a 3 seed with Texas a couple years ago and got upset by Abilene Christian, I think it was. So, get it together, Shaka. I'm a fan of you.
Man. Yeah, and that killed my bracket because I picked Marquette winning it all.
Yeah, and then the day before that, Arkansas played Kansas. And I, on the show, picked either Alabama or Texas. I think I picked Texas on the show. I switched it at like 4 a.m. the day the tournament started. I'm looking at the bracket, trying to decide between Bama and Texas. I'm like, you know what? It's Kansas. Kansas is the champion. They're not.
Again. Yeah.
I thought they could do it. I really did. Well, they're a great team. And I also did not realize that Bill Self, their coach, was going to be out for two games.
That is true. That's what I was thinking.
I should have factored that in. I should have. But Arkansas is a really good team. They are...
Well, that was really unexpected, too. That wasn't like a...
Honestly, it didn't shock me. Like, Arkansas is crazy talented.
No, like the coach thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Arkansas is super talented. They have NBA prospects on their roster. Eric Musselman's an awesome coach. They're an easy team to root for, honestly, unless you were pulling for Kansas to win at all. But yeah, they were just inconsistent this year. But when they were on, they can beat anybody, literally anybody. And they remind me of Memphis last year in that way. Like, when they're on, they can beat anyone. When they're off, they can lose to literally any team. So they were on, and they beat Kansas. So Kansas is out, which is frustrating.
Yeah, it's a little brutal.
There were some other unexpected ones in round two also. Tennessee kind of smacked Duke. Mm-hmm. And I know they were the higher seed, but I think the majority of people had Duke winning. So Tennessee comes out of that.
Not to me. I had Tennessee winning.
Well, most people had Duke.
I also didn't. That was one of my...
Yeah, one of your very few hits. And then another one would be Miami beat Indiana, which is only a one seed upset.
I think the only two that I got was Alabama and Tennessee. That must have been. But yeah.
And then FDU played FAU, and FDU was right there for most of the game, and then FAU pulled away. For the second straight game, FAU got every single call their hearts could ever possibly desire. And then they tried to do like some flashy dunk at the end of a game that they had already won against a 16 seed. So, yeah, I'm rooting hard against FAU at the moment for screwing my bracket, getting every call, and being rude to FDU. Yeah, so they play.
Has it on here?
Yeah, I'm dumb. Why can I not, why can I not think of it? I've spent all my time looking at these brackets. Tennessee. So go Vols, right? Rocky Top. Yeah, so there's really only one true blue blood left.
Yep.
Which is UCLA. There are some teams who are having a ton of Michigan State.
They're talking about Michigan State. Like,
and I feel like once Gonzaga wins a title, they can start being considered because they're consistently good they're consistently great every year. They just can't get over the hump. But this could be the year. This really could. They are for the first time in a while, they're not a one seed. They're not super hyped up and popular. I wouldn't be surprised if this is the year they go under the radar and win. They match up against UCLA next, which is going to be a really good game.
Yeah, that was a really good game last time, too.
Yeah.
And UCLA ended up going through.
That was that was run crazy. With Johnny Juzang. Mm-hmm. He was on one. It was Gonzaga won, though.
Gonzaga did win.
Because remember, Jalen Suggs hit that like half court buzzer beater, jumped up on the scorer's table. That was so hard.
And then after they lost to Baylor.
Yeah. Yeah, that was. I had 2 years in a row of picking the champ right. I'm like, okay, I've got this figured out. Because I picked Virginia to win it all, and then I picked Baylor. I'm like, yeah, I've got it. And then Arizona let me down last year.
Man, how unfortunate.
Yeah.
Oh, well. And then now in the Sweet 16, did any games happen yesterday?
I don't think so. There's no games till Thursday.
So it's Alabama versus San Diego State. I did not think San Diego State was going to get here.
I did.
If I'm going to be honest, there's some people that think that San Diego State can actually upset Alabama.
I can't.
They were like,
I'm sorry.
They're like defensively. I'm like, no, I don't believe it.
Alabama's elite defensively, too.
Yeah, like, I don't.
There are some stats out there that I should have followed that, like, the winners of the tournament all fit into these very specific categories. And the only teams left in that fit all the categories are UConn, Texas, and Bama. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot to do with like KenPom. Like you have to be like top, I think it's 25 in offensive efficiency, top 40 in defensive efficiency. And then there's like some strength of schedule thing too, because Houston would be qualified except for their strength of schedule is terrible. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Bama, Texas, and UConn, if the trends for the past couple decades follow, are your teams to watch.
I don't think San Diego State has a chance of upsetting Bama.
Not really.
But they also had a super easy, super easy path to the Sweet 16 so far.
Yeah.
Like, what, they, didn't they have to play, like...
They played College of Charleston.
Yeah.
And then Furman. They had the Furman.
Yeah,
Furman.
After Virginia.
And Furman is better than they showed against SDSU. They just could not shoot.
Mm-hmm.
They just couldn't find the bottom of the basket, which is a shame because their offense is really fun to watch. I think they averaged like 85 a game or something crazy. So that sucked, but also have to give credit to the San Diego State defense.
Yeah.
That's definitely part of the reason they couldn't score. But yeah, Alabama versus SDSU, I think we're both picking Bama there.
Mm-hmm.
Bama is the best team. Like on paper, overall, they are the best team. That does not mean they'll win, but they are the best team. And then also in that region, the South, I think it is. Creighton and Princeton, the 6 versus the 15. Fun fact, this is the first time in March Madness history a 6 has ever matched with a 15. Ever.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So Creighton and Princeton, I've been doubting Princeton so far. I don't know why. I mean, they're proving me wrong. Creighton is also a really good team, though. They're well coached. They're hot. They had a really rough streak in the middle of the year, but they've turned it on since then. So I'm going to have to pick Creighton. I would like to see Princeton continue because I don't think a 15 has ever. No, that's not true. St. Peter's made the Elite Eight last year.
Yeah, but I mean.
That's as far as they've ever gone. So I'd like to see them match that. That'd be cool.
I'm thinking Creighton too. Like, I mean, Princeton had a pretty good run, but I don't know if they could really keep it up. I mean,
to be fair, this is, in my opinion, probably the worst team they've faced so far. Well, Creighton's probably a little better than Missouri, but like,
yeah, but
they're not better than Arizona.
Like the team that they would lose. Like, that's what I just feel like.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Houston and Miami. It's going to be an interesting one. Miami kind of scraped by Drake. Like, oh,
bless you.
My Dang. Goodness. That felt great. Miami scraped by Drake, largely because Isaiah Wong struggled. Isaiah Wong did not struggle against Indiana, and they handled them. Yeah, he went on a little run, hit a logo three at one point that was, like, ice cold. But Houston did not look great in their round one game. They almost lost to Northern Kentucky at 16. They almost lost. They then moved on to play Auburn. The final score of that game is a lot more lopsided than most of the game felt. Auburn definitely had a chance, but they couldn't hit a free throw to save their lives in the second half, and that really kind of snowballed on them. So, Houston-Miami, I'm going to have to go Houston. I mean, they're just so good defensively, and it seems like Sasser's all good to go. I think they're better coached. So, I'm taking Houston over Miami. I just think they're better. I don't think that Miami's going to get the open shots against Houston they got against Indiana.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can see this going the other way, but I think the safest option is to pick Houston.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Miami does upset.
Moving on to Texas versus Xavier. I didn't think Xavier was going to get this far, and I'm a big Texas guy, so I don't think this is going to be close. I know I've picked all the higher seeds so far, but that's going to continue here. I think the 2-seed Texas beats 3 Xavier by double digits. I don't think it'll be very close. I think Texas is a contender, and my current pick to win it all should have been my original pick.
Man.
Why'd I change, bro? I was like 5 in the morning, and I changed it. But, yeah, Texas over Xavier, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. If I had to pick now who I'd choose to win it, I would probably pick Texas, too. Or Texas That's or Tennessee.
Boring. Can't pick the same as me.
I'll pick Tennessee then.
Okay. Moving on. FAU versus Tennessee. I'm going to pick the higher seed again here just because I don't think FAU is actually that great. They're a good team. They are. But I think that they have been extremely aided by those with whistles to this point, and they've made themselves very unlikable. And Tennessee is playing very well, even without Zakai Ziegler. So I think Tennessee pulls this one out.
Yeah, pick Tennessee too.
On to Kansas State versus Michigan State. Now, this is a great, great matchup. Kansas State obviously just beat Kentucky. Coach Cal for Kentucky disrespected Marquise Noel after the game and called him the little kid.
Dude.
The little kid that shredded you for 40 minutes, by the way. But, yeah. They got Keontae Johnson on Kansas State, who I talked about on the episode with Zach. I'm rooting for him hard. That being said, it is March. Michigan State still has Tom Izzo. I'm picking Michigan State. I don't think they're the better team, but I think they win.
I'm going to pick Kansas State here.
Yeah. The Big 12 is really good, so Big 12 teams are good bets.
This one I'm really interested for.
Kansas just got bounced.
Right here. These next two.
Yeah. Arkansas-UConn is going to be awesome. I'm really excited for that game. Now that, you know, my bias is out because my bracket is dead, I can really just enjoy the matchups. And this is probably the one I'm looking the most forward to. These are two really, really fun teams that I think match up well. I'm going to go with... Ooh.
I'm going UConn.
UConn is the better team. They're the more consistent team. Yeah. Arkansas at their best is better than UConn at their best, though. And I think Arkansas is going to be at their best on Thursday or Friday, whatever. I'm picking Arkansas to move on. And then in that same region, we got Gonzaga and UCLA.
I'm picking Zaga.
I think I am, too. I think that they're going to make some noise this year. I think that UCLA is going to start to miss, oh, my gosh, Jalen Clark. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. I think they're going to start to miss him. And I don't know. I have a little bit of a feeling about the Zags this year. I think they're Final Four bound. So, yeah. Our revised championship picks, I'm going Bama versus Texas. Pretty chalky, but yep. I think they're the two best teams, and they fit the categories of past champions. I'm going to take Texas to win.
I picked Tennessee versus Texas, and since Carter picked Texas to win, I'm picking Tennessee to win.
Big Tennessee guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they can get past Bama. I don't know.
They beat Bama earlier in the season. But that was also before the
injury. Did they really?
So, yeah, they did.
Hmm.
They destroyed them.
I forgot about that.
It's kind of rough. But we originally did have football here, but I kind of want to go into baseball.
We'll probably still have time, but yeah, we'll go baseball first. Look at that. Sports and stuff, yeah. Ignoring football.
I know, right? It's crazy.
So proud of us.
So basically, spring training is almost over. It ends next week on the 31st or 30th when the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
So, woo! But... spring training also kind of sucks because none of the players are even that are good or even playing in it.
That's fine.
Because
this is sick.
Because there is the World Baseball Classic, which has been great so far.
I'm not a big baseball guy, and I have loved this.
Yeah, it's been insane. Like, it's obviously something that baseball really needed because you got Trey Turner, Mike Trout, Mookie Betts. You have basically some of the best hitters on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
Real Muto as well. They're just all there on the same team. And just seeing the pitchers just stress out so much about it. Like Canada in their very first inning against
I felt bad for that guy, man.
He was 19 years old and he has 19, to go against
facing,
Mookie Betts.
Facing the Avengers. Like,
yeah. Literally, he has to face MVP after MVP after MVP. Yeah,
he got hit around, but most people would.
It was like they scored 9, I think, in the first inning. They had to pull him. Like it was that. Bad.
Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah, it was rough. But it's just, that's the crazy part about the world, like this classic, is that it's just the best hitters. And it's also kind of funny because most of the best players on the other teams are in the MLB. As well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's just kind of just like all-star, I feel like.
How about Randy or Rosarena, bro? Balling out for Mexico. That dude, like, I never hear from him during a regular season.
Yeah.
But playoffs and World Baseball Classic, he just turns into a different person. It's crazy.
Dude.
He's fun to watch, man.
And, like, it's been insane. So for pool, so they have 4 pools. Pool A, Cuba 1, which is kind of a surprise. Pool B, Japan won. That was pretty obvious. Pool C, Mexico won, and Pool D was Venezuela. But there was runner ups that were playing in the playoff bracket. So how that worked out was USA was playing Venezuela in an insane game. That was ridiculous. Trey Turner, dude, Trey.
All I heard going into the World Baseball Classic is like these old baseball talking heads that hate change and hate new fans saying that this was going to be meaningless, that this tournament was meaningless. and it's for nothing. And here these players are, and it looks like they care as much as the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are representing their country. You see the manager for Mexico after their loss? Like, mm-hmm. these guys care about this a lot. And Trey Turner after that Grand Slam, oh, he was hyped. He was hyped.
Dude
is Captain America right now.
That was so crazy. And it's like, that's the thing that I really hate about this, like, you know, this whole series and this whole playoffs is the, like, people who are broadcasting it are still the same people that, like, just hate the new change of baseball. Mm-hmm. And they kept on...
They hate started, the pitch like, clock.
Yeah. They started bragging or started, like, complaining about the... because during the Venezuela-U.S. game, there was a ton of complaints about the, you know, the umping mm-hmm. of it, where they're calling strikes when they're well above the strike zone.
Yeah.
And people were like, well, even though that this isn't a good pitch, we shouldn't have automatic strike zone. And they were just, like, so, like, against it, which, I mean, I feel like we shouldn't really have an automatic pitch.
I go back and forth.
I feel, yeah, like, I feel like sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. But then he's like, oh, replays ruin the game.
Okay, and I'm that's like, ridiculous.
I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? I'm like, shut up.
If some of these things, if they were automatic, so, like, moments in history would be drastically different for the better. Like, what's his name? That dude for the Tigers who threw a perfect game, Galarraga.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about that game?
Yeah.
Where it was like two outs in the ninth. He had a perfect game. And they throw him the ball. He steps on first, clearly before the runner. And the guy called him safe. And the MLB to this day has not, like, reprimanded it and given him the perfect game, which is ridiculous. Yeah. Manfred, get it together, bro. Give him the perfect game. It wasn't like sometimes there will be a bad call in, like, the first out of the ninth or, like, midway through the eighth, and people are like, oh, it ruined the perfect game. It was the last out. Mm-hmm. He threw a perfect game. He threw more. He threw 28 perfect outs.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's ridiculous, but... I mean, the game was just amazing. Like, it was, what was it? We won 9-7. Yeah. So it must have been 5-7.
Yeah.
And then he hit the grand slam, which was ridiculous. And then what was even better is against Cuba, he hit two home runs. And the first one that he hit was in the exact same place.
Yeah.
It was the exact same place as the grand slam.
He was pimping that, like, before his swing was done. Like,
yeah.
Or maybe it was the other one, but one of his home runs.
He had
one
before that, too, before the Grand Slam. So I think he leads the, like, all the teams with four home runs.
Yeah, probably,
like,
yeah.
That's ridiculous. Like,
he's balling.
Man.
And then Japan beat Mexico. They walked them off.
That was close. Yeah.
And the Mexico manager is awesome. He's awesome. Mm-hmm. He got interviewed, and he was like, we lost tonight, but our performances and everything, like, is going to inspire the youth, and this is a win for baseball in Mexico. Like, I love that guy. That's mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
I thought they were going to win at the end. I mean, going into it, I thought Japan was going to win. But then at the end, it got pretty, you know, stressful.
Dude, and, I mean, Mike Trout leading the U.S., Shohei leading Japan. Imagine if those guys were on the same MLB team. That would be crazy. They'd probably win all the titles.
Yep, I definitely.
They'd at least make the playoffs.
Yep.
Surely.
As always, you know, definitely.
That's actually ridiculous. But,
yeah, I know. It's so stupid. And it's all because of our pitching. Like, and I mean, the thing is, I really love Trout, but he's been pretty cold this whole series.
Nah.
He's been pretty cold.
Oh, like during the World Baseball Classic?
Yeah,
he's
been pretty cold.
I thought you meant like last
cold.
Year. I'm like,
yeah, he's been pretty cold. Like,
he can afford to be right now,
He
though.
Had like five strikeouts in the last two games or something. Like something ridiculous.
That's
like,
right. He'll turn it up for championship time.
But yeah, I mean,
which
it's
is
U.S.
today.
Versus... Yeah.
As we record this, it's today.
We'll look stupid.
So as this comes out, you'll see. But yay, USA won.
Yeah.
Trying not to jinx us, but.
if we lose.
Trey Turner going yard again.
Yeah. We'll just play the highlights. If we're losing by 12, we'll look really dumb.
Yeah, but, that would be rough. Yeah, that's baseball. We totally forgot about the cards.
Yep.
Is what it is. Moving on to a little bit of NFL before we get out of here. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers went on the Pat McAfee show for the 9,000th time, and he said that he intends to play for the Jets.
Thank goodness.
This guy.
Goodness.
He said that he went into his darkness druggy retreat with a 90% intention to retire. and something changed. I don't know. I've heard that those things like actually work, like totally shift your mindset. But he's committed to playing now. Wants to go to the Jets. No trade has happened yet. They're trying to figure out compensation. The deadline is around the draft, so I'm assuming. I don't think this will be done until like the week of draft night.
Yeah.
So, I think that we're gonna have to wait a little bit. But he does intend to be a Jet, so that's probably what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably Jordan Love season in Green Bay.
Thank goodness.
I'm trying to figure out what the Packers are gonna get back. I don't think it's gonna be a lot. I really don't, because like they have no leverage.
Yeah.
Rodgers knows where he wants to go. He told them, so they know that. The Jets know that. I could see him getting a first. He definitely isn't getting two.
Mm-hmm.
I could see like top floor, like a first and a third.
Which is ridiculous, because like what?
Bottom floor, Matt I could
Stafford
see like
got traded
like
for two firsts and Jared Goff.
Matt Stafford doesn't threaten to retire every offseason. So
yeah, and, but Matt Stafford also isn't winning MVPs.
And like, also, well, they have the same amount of rings. Matt Stafford played one full season with the Rams and got a ring. Aaron Rodgers played like two decades in Green Bay and got one.
That's true.
Yeah, Stafford, the issue with Stafford was.
But Stafford also had a way better team around him than.
No, no.
This year, last year when he won,
oh,
that was
okay,
stacked.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I thought you meant in Detroit.
Oh, no.
I was going to say, no, he
no,
did not.
No.
He really didn't. Yeah. Now Stafford's got like an elbow issue or something. I hope he bounces back. Even as a Rams hater, I hope he bounces back because I like him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Aaron Rodgers likely to be a Jet. Packers could always screw him, which would be kind of funny. But then he'd probably just retire.
Trades him to the Panthers.
He'd probably just retire.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Ezekiel Elliott cut by Cowboys. A lot of people were cut. There's too many moves to keep track of all of them. Mm-hmm. But Ezekiel Elliott getting cut is definitely notable. I have no idea where he's going to go.
Yeah.
I could see him. Man, I don't know. My first instinct was Detroit because Jamal Williams left.
Mm-hmm.
But then they picked up Montgomery. Ezekiel Elliott isn't what he was by any means. But he's still a back that could be good in short yarded situations. And can
see,
be
like
a pass
Falcons
protector.
Or something.
Maybe, but they already got Patterson and Algier, and I don't know. We'll see. But he's cut. So some of the best and worst signings.
Yeah.
I think that, okay, I think the Lions are big winners right now.
Mm-hmm.
They got Emmanuel Mosley from the Niners, who's a really, really, really good corner. They got Sutton, who's also a good corner, and they got him on a discount. They got him like 3 years, $30 million. They got, I'm forgetting some of the moves they made, but the Lions are making good, good moves. The worst of the offseason so far? That's tough.
It's kind of funny because I think one of the, I think
oh,
the team.
Oh, the Lions
the,
got Schultz, I think. Dalton Schultz, didn't they?
I don't remember.
Am I tripping? I'm a fact checker.
I think that the biggest, or I think the team that has the biggest moves in the, you know, kind of won the offseason so far is the Bears, actually. I mean, trading the first-round pick for Darnell Mooney, just basically robbing the Panthers, and also some of their pretty great signings, beefing up, you know, their linebackers and everything.
Schultz is a Texan.
I think they kind of won, if I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
I think they, you know, the Mooney thing really kind of was a, you know, great thing, especially with getting the picks, so they're able to possibly even get, you know, the best player within at nine, maybe, if kind of things fall right. And just their defense looks scarier now as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the Bears.
Yeah. Who would be a loser? Honestly, it might be the Eagles right now. They lost Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. They lost Javon Hargrave.
If I'm going to be honest, I think
they lost Miles Sanders.
I think the Raiders.
Losers?
Yeah.
I mean, they exchanged Derek Carr for Jimmy, which I think is a downgrade.
Yep. Now Davante Adams is pissed.
They signed.
I don't know if Davante Adams is going to want to leave. I mean, I would assume
he
he'd have to
pissed.
Leave.
He posted something. He posted some middle school girl thing on his story after Jimmy signed. He was like, don't talk to me. Like, bro.
He's like, don't talk to me if you haven't texted me in the last 3 weeks. Like, you got to be. I mean, you're stuck with Josh McDaniels as your coach.
Yeah. Yeah, and it'll be interesting.
They signed like all like the players that weren't as great. They were like mid on the Patriots. Mm. And it just seems like he's just trying to sign familiar players, which I don't think is going to work. It's going to be bad.
Well,
he's not Bill Belichick. Like,
we'll have a lot more NFL and especially draft talk probably next week. But we are out of time for today because we talked about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an eye out for the World Baseball Classic Championship tonight and March Madness, of course. So that's all the time we have. On behalf of Adam and I, we want to say thank you for listening today. Make sure to follow our socials at Sports and Stuff Show, except Twitter at SNS_show. And make sure to catch our episodes Wednesdays and Fridays. And they're everywhere now because we updated Spotify. So make sure to go listen to those and check out our clips on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. And thank you again. We'll see you in the next one.
Peace.